yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. You are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. I'll tell you what. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. And you are listening to my man Rob. Don't you go away. Tear into the spice.
And welcome into a very special NFW edition of the BCP. Rob Williams here, joined by my special guest at this time, ahead of his July 10th NFW No More Tears show. That's going to be down at H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown, New Jersey. Please welcome back to the show the founder of NFW, the man, the myth, the legend, the beautiful beard himself, Mr. Cody Janney. Cody, welcome in, bro. How are you?
Very happy to be here and doing good today. It's going to be a good week as we head in to No More Tears Saturday, July 10th.
I'm excited, man. I heard he's teasing some exclusives already. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Dude, I'm just excited to talk to you, man. And basically, I mean, let's start here, man. We did kind of promote the last show before. We had to scrap everything because it was a crazy, crazy day. We won't go into that, but I'm excited to air this one to talk to you, man. And talk about the card a little bit, man. So you ran the first event coming in hot, your first time kind of transitioning, you know, from a big wrestling fan to getting, you know, behind the curtain and running this whole thing. So many moving parts, man. How was that experience for you?
Surprisingly, a lot smoother than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It ended up going really well. The event itself is fully available on YouTube for free. So head on over to NFW's YouTube page after you watch this to check out Coming In Hot or the matches individually themselves. I think right now Alec Price and Braden Lee is up to like 1,300 views.
Nice.
Just surprisingly. But all in all, a phenomenal night. I'm thrilled to be able to get going and thrilled to be able to keep continuing on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's almost like that litmus test, you know, like, all right, we're out here. And we talked last time, you know, you booked the show and I was like, bro, I like this roster, man. Like, I like where you're going with that. But for this show, we're seeing a lot of new faces coming in, man. You know, we're not going to go over the whole card, but there's a lot of really exciting stuff. I want to talk about this one. I want to talk about Nevaeh Chantel taking on Kennedy Copeland. I remember last time I was asking you, are we going to get more of the women's, you know, division kind of going here? And you're like, yeah, totally, man. I could see you, you know, bringing in different teams, different women and stuff like that. I was supposed to see Kennedy for the first time live a couple weeks ago, but the show got scrapped due to weather conditions. So I'm so excited to be seeing her next week, man. I'm super hyped for that one, man. Tell us why you picked those particular competitors.
Kennedy Copeland she's one who has been just tearing it up as of late.
Yeah.
And really starting to make her name for herself and going along here, the hardcore daughter, making it all the way to the finals of H2O's Hardcore Kingdom. Not exactly an easy deathmatch tournament to get to the finals on, but she was able to get to the final four, fell a little bit short, but definitely has made her mark for herself. And then just as recently as 2 weeks ago, wrestling Nolan Edward in a surprise match and absolutely tore the house down to open up Deathiversary for H2O. So, and with Nevaeh Chantel, she's another one who's really starting to come into her own and really starting to become one of the powerhouse forces in the New Jersey women's wrestling scene. So seeing those two come together on July 10th, making history as NFW's first women's match ever. We're so proud to have both of them, and we're so happy to get our women's division off the ground with both Kennedy Copeland and Nevaeh Chantel. They both said they respect each other, but only one can come up on the winning side, and one can make history.
Very well said, man. Love Nevaeh as well. She's a former hashtag wrestling fashion winner. She's got some amazing gear and an amazing moveset as well. So just excited to see these ladies, man. It's going to be a really, really great show, man. And let's go with this one, man. I'll ask you this one. What was that transition like? Obviously, you know, we talk about like that first show going from, you know, I kind of get it, man. Like being a fan, and I'm a little bit more behind the curtain in every, former fashion man. And you know, like part of me, and I talk to people in the business too, like part of me is like, oh, maybe one day I'll start something up. And like, you know, these would be the first people I book. And these are the first people, you know, that would get front row tickets. And there's like so many things I think about and moving parts. Like, what was that like for you making that transition from like, hey, I'm going to do all this, man. Like, and what have you learned from that?
It's actually been a little bit of a slower transition than a lot of people think.
Okay.
I started actually switching over to the behind the scenes side, doing camera work for Excite Wrestling all the way back in 2012.
Okay.
I was doing, or 2015, I should say, I was doing hard camera work and then starting there. And then I transitioned into commentary in June of 2018 for Empire State Wrestling. And then from there, right before the pandemic, I was calling six different promotions as play-by-play in both across upstate New York, Canada, and Pennsylvania. And then when the pandemic hit, I saw the opportunity to come on down and experience the New Jersey wrestling scene, and they really embraced me back. So started talks and got things off the ground around October of 2020. And we were able to make the announcement in January of 2021 that NFW was ready to go. And we're rocking and rolling, have been ever since.
That's awesome, man. So you're kind of like a student of the game, man. I didn't know you did all that commentary. I'm going to have to go back and listen, because I'm kind of doing the same thing now. Like, I'm learning. People are giving me opportunities, GoPro, or, you know, even your guys like doing the video, like they're helping me out, man. And I'm just learning, and I don't know why, you know, I'm just a drummer, man, but it's very cool to learn and be accepted. And I'll definitely have to listen to some of your commentary, man. I bet it's really, really good, dude. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Let's go into the match card a little bit. I mean, we got to talk about this one. We're getting right to it. Last man standing match, TJ Crawford versus Anthony Gaines. I mean, I'll tell you what, man, that was the match of the night at the last show. In my opinion, that was the match of the night, man. Those guys just, it's magic when they get in the ring together. This is taking it to that next level. I love that you booked this, man. Tell us about, you know, your kind of philosophy booking this one and what you expect from these two.
Well, this started back in February of 2020 up at Empire State Wrestling, when TJ Crawford was able to come up to the New York scene and take on Anthony Gaines in his own house. They put on a 20-minute clinic, which that match, thanks to our friends at Empire State Wrestling, is fully available on NFW's YouTube page as well. And just tore it up, and Anthony Gaines was able to get the victory. And that kind of sat with TJ for well over a year, and that loss just kind of lingered in his head and started to go crazy over it. So I was able to rebook the rematch at NFW, Backfit coming in hot, and he'd say they were fair. Others would say questionable tactics to get the win. After that, Anthony wasn't having how that victory ended up turning out. So they had their battle. And now, after the show, they both made their points, and Anthony laid out the challenge for a last man standing match to solve it once and for all. And that's what's going to end up happening at No More Tears. It'll be TJ Crawford and Anthony Gaines, the rubber match, last man standing, in the most appropriate building for it at the H2O Center.
Yeah, dude. Very well said. And I'll tell you what, hashtag, like I always say, next level, man. We're taking it up to 11, man. This is going to be an amazing match. You can see the smile on my face. I'm hyped for this. And I want to talk about, you know, I'm such like an interviewer, right? Like I'm promoting the thing, but I always like to get to know people, man. Cody Jenny, right? Rob Williams has become, in commentary, I almost feel like a persona of myself. A self-deprecating, babyface, trying to be funny commentator, right? Which I like. It's really fun. It's weird. But Cody Jenny, I see coming out. I think Cody Jenny's going to be on camera. We're going to see that. We've seen a little bit of that. Kind of almost like handling business, enforcer. Are we going to see more of that moving forward? Just like, hey, stop your guys complaining. Like, you know, it's going to be this. Next time you're going to lay down the law. Are we going to be seeing a lot of Cody Jenny moving forward?
Only when the situation's called for. I try to not be as on air as much as possible. I like for the guys to settle things in the ring on their own.
Yeah.
But there's going to be situations that call for it, like TJ Crawford and Anthony Gaines brawling at the end of their match. Nobody else was going out to stop it, so it looks like I had to step in and do so. Yeah. So it's just a matter of when the situation calls and when I'm needed, I'll be out there. Other than that, I'll let the men and women of NFW decide their own fates in the ring.
I love that, man. Yeah, it's like, are we going McMahon? Are we going Khan? Like, where are we going with this one, man? No, but I tease. But I like that a lot, man. You kind of let the wrestling do the talking for themselves, man. And if you need to intervene or get involved, man, you go out there and you handle business, man. I like that a lot, man. And real quick, let's get the shameless promo in here right now, man. Tell everyone where they, you know, everyone watching right now, tell everyone where they can go get the tickets. This is in New Jersey, guys, down south, right? Williamstown for yep. H2O Wrestling Center. Yeah, where can everyone get tickets and all that?
Yep, the event is Saturday, July 10th. The H2O Center will be holding a special taping of NFW Breakout beginning at 7:30. Doors are at 7, and the main card for NFW's No More Tears at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale. Head on over to NFW2021, which is our handle for all of our social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, to where you'll find the link to either order online or just direct message us to reserve your tickets today on any of our social medias, and we will have your seat ready to go on Saturday, July 10th.
I love it. And from a personal standpoint, guys, like, I've been promoting NFW, man. Like, I'm always, you know, I'm always watching and paying attention to what's going on the indie scene, man. And, you know, you get a new company, NFW, I'm like, all right, let's see what you bring to the table, Cody. Like, let's see what you got, man. And it was a great show, man. Give yourself a pat on the back. Great roster. I could just tell from the booking it was going to be really good, man. And this show looks no different. So for those who are looking for kind of like a new wrestling home or a new indie place to kind of check out, NFW, I highly recommend, and I'm not just saying that because I'm working there. It's a really good product, man. And speaking of which, man, let's talk about the three-way dance. We have Smiley taking on Vertigo, who I played out to the ring, not by choice, last time I saw him, man. But, you know, his resume speaks for himself. One of the best spine busters on the indies right now, taking on KTB, man. This is going to be a possible show stealer as well. Your thought process behind this one, sir?
Just three of the powerhouses of kind of the New Jersey scene right now with Matt Vertigo. He's the territory champion. So very nice, and we're going to have Matt Vertigo come on into NFW. And with KTB, he won his championship qualifier, so he's going to be in the NFW championship match on October 16th. At NFW Skid Row, which will be back at the Monster Factory. Maybe we'll get into a little bit more of that by the end of this one.
Okay.
And then just the style here, and then Smiley making his NFW debut. Just so many different aspects to go into this three-way. And it's just going to be, like you said, very well could be a show stealer. And does this also put Matt Vertigo or Smiley in the conversation to maybe get into that match on October 16th and to get into that championship match? Or does KTB build a little more momentum going into that? We'll find out on July 10th.
Yeah, man. Very interesting. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, because like that first event, we're all leading up to that, the qualifiers and whatnot for basically a championship title at NFW, man. So we're building towards that. I think you said October 16th. So we'll talk about that absolutely in a little bit, man. We're building. I like the slow burn here, man. You know, like they say, the money's in the chase, man. It's going to be great. But talking about the roster, I asked you this last time. Obviously, we weren't able to air it. But is this going to be the kind of thing like where it's, you know, like you have your roster and then you're just kind of bringing in people here and there? Because from what I see from this card from the last time is that you are bringing in a lot of new faces, new people, women competitors. Let's be real. Women's wrestling is fire right now. My match of the year right now is Thunder Rosa versus Britt. And the Women's Rumble, I thought, was booked very, very well, man. So the women have been killing it, man. I'd like to see more of that coming into NFW, and I love that the match that you booked. But you're bringing in faces, the Cyborg Assassin. In fact, happy birthday, Mr. Rick Recon. Today's his birthday, versus Nick Sullivan versus Mike Skyros versus Keenan Moore. And this is for the Immortal Championship, Wrestling Northeast Championship. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Our friends over at Immortal Championship haven't been able to compete in 16 months due to them being in upstate New York when they are just now in New York State lifting those regulations. They are controlled by the New York State Athletic Commission, and the commission just allowed everything to go. Their first show returning will be on July 31st. So congratulations on Immortal Championship and the upstate New York team for coming back as a whole. But yeah, Rick Recon will be only his second defense in about 16 months. He just defended it successfully back in June.
But what a hell of a title reign. Yeah, you get those long title reigns, though, on the stats.
Right? So now he's bringing that championship into NFW, and thank you to our Immortal Championship promoter, Mike King, for allowing this match. But yeah, three guys who all are looking for something to prove. Keenan Moore, he's the one kind of undercard here. He does not work for Immortal Championship Wrestling regularly. He has never worked there at all. But he's coming off that huge Fatal 4-Way victory from coming in hot. And then you've got guys like Mike Skyros, who came up short, and Nick Sullivan, who came up short in his match as well at coming in hot. They're looking for something to prove. And Rick Recon, he's got to defend that championship if he wants to return on July 31st as the Immortal Northeast champion.
Yeah, against a bunch of opponents in that one, man. So that's great. I'm just excited to see everybody. I'm glad Recon's going to be there. Someone else I'm very excited to see, always a show stealer, not just in the moveset, but in the entrance, putting on great matches all the time. The Whisper, who's always very great, and taking on someone who's been making a lot of noise this year in 2021, Marcus Mathers, man. Tell us the thought process behind the booking for this one.
Whisper, again, he's another one who's qualified for the championship match on October 16th at Skid Row. So he's looking to keep that momentum going after that huge three-way victory over Jay Freddy and Mike Zaros. But this is a dream match that both of these men have wanted. They've only seen each other once at Sean Henderson's present shows in a six-way. They've never competed one-on-one. But this is a match both men have wanted. And with us making our way over to H2O, it's very fitting to have Marcus Mathers kind of defend home turf a little bit. So
yeah,
those two high-flying styles that we've seen from both Whisper and Mathers, going to be a fantastic match and another one that could potentially steal the entire show.
I agree, man. And I like how you said that, defending the home turf. I didn't even think of it that way. But yeah, great. Kind of that home field advantage. I've only been down to H2O a few times. I'm looking forward to going down next week, man. A lot of great things happening down there right now. And obviously one of those being NFW, No More Tears. Get your tickets now. Shameless promo. What match of all the matches do you kind of have your eye on? I mean, I know you don't have to play favorites or anything, but what's one that you're really looking forward to?
Looking at the whole card start to finish, it would almost pretty much have to be, outside of the last man standing match, Dylan McKay versus Gabriel Sky.
Yeah.
Two of the best high flyers right now in the Northeast going at it. And you almost feel bad for Dylan McKay. But this is his third opponent. And whether it be what Dylan McKay has been saying, that these guys are intimidated and don't want to face him. But you get guys like Casey Navarro, who had some contractual obligations that he's got to fulfill. And in the prize, Alec Price, another person who's going to be in that championship match in October, again, with some contractual obligations that he's got to fulfill.
That's a good thing. I love hearing that.
It doesn't look like they're afraid of Dylan McKay, but Dylan has, you can't deny that Dylan's had problems getting opponents. Even over at John Henderson's show, straight brazy Braden Lee was unable to appear. And so it's just a pattern that keeps happening. So maybe they are. Maybe they are afraid. They're using that contract as an excuse. But can Dylan McKay back that up against one of the best that New Jersey's had to offer for a very long time in Gabriel Sky? Time will tell, and we'll see on July.
We'll see. Well, you know, my guy, you know, Casey's my guy, man. So I'm bummed he's not going to be there, but no doubt in my mind, big things are happening for him. We're happy for him.
We are still in talks with both Casey and Alec Price.
That's what I want
to
hear.
And they're both more than willing and more than ready to make that NFW debut. But contracts are contracts. Got to honor that. But we will see them in NFW, hopefully, very soon.
Awesome. That's great to hear, man. Hashtag blessed. And also for this match that you just mentioned, hashtag flippity, like we always say here on the BCP. I love some high flying stuff. You're going to get your frequent flyer miles in that match. Let's talk about this one. Vinny Pacifico, always fun with the crowd, taking on Jake something, man. Your thoughts on this one, Mr. Jenny?
Well, well, well. You talked about exclusives earlier on, and this is that moment where we get an exclusive announcement.
BCP exclusive.
It's a good news, bad news situation.
Okay.
And again, contracts rear their ugly head. But Mr. Something, due to unforeseeable circumstances, is not going to be able to be a part of NFW's No More Tears event.
Okay.
We are in talks, and he will be back. So that debut will happen. It's just going to happen a little bit earlier. July 10th's a very busy day across the wrestling scene. Yeah. And again, due to some unfortunate circumstances, Jake's not going to be available. So Vinny Pacifico has pretty much laid out the open challenge to anybody who wants to step up, who wants to take on, just wants to take on the kid, who wants to see why you don't count Vinny out. And so the Vinny Pacifico Open Challenge will take place on July 10th at No More Tears. So who knows who's going to hit that curtain when the time comes? It could be anybody.
Open challenge. I like it, man. So I'm excited for that, man. And as we know in wrestling, you know, things card subject to change, man. But this could be a really exciting, good thing. I'm excited. I have no idea, man. I'm excited to see who's going to be coming out of that curtain, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I do want to ask you this. I know I'm such an interviewer over here. Going back to that roster thing I was talking about, like, I can see that you're bringing in, like, you're even working with other companies, which is great. Coming out of the gate, I like to see people like, this is how you're going to do business. You're going to work with other companies, build bridges instead of tear each other down. That's what I love to see in the independent scene.
Not to interrupt, but one thing with me on that stance is I've seen it a lot where companies refuse to work together. And for some reason, just will like either try to book shows the same day as another company or something like that. I'm not about that at all.
Yes,
I try to work with everybody and I think that's better for not just NFW or the companies we work with. It just works better for the wrestling scene as a whole and the talent as a whole. Gives everybody more places to work.
Ding, ding, ding. More paydays. Gives the fans more opportunities to get out. It helps the talent, man. But yeah, of course, keep going, man. I 100% agree.
Just like a lot of, like half of our talent on the NFW roster, looking at it just from a whole, is not from New Jersey. A lot of it's from the upstate New York scene, the Indiana scene. We're starting to dip our toes into the Midwest a little bit more. And it's just, we're from everywhere. And we work with all of these different companies to make sure that these talents can come to New Jersey, as well as with the New Jersey talents and the New Jersey companies, make sure we're not running the same day or the same time.
Yes.
As somebody who's running other 20, 30 minutes away. Just to make sure that everybody can get everywhere, fans can see at who they want to see at the companies that they all work for respectively. So collaboration is key, has been my saying with NFW, and you're going to see a lot more of that coming up, especially as we make our way towards Skid Row on October 16th.
Ooh, that was a little teaser if I ever heard one. There it is. Yeah, very casually said that in there, man. And and very well said, man. I agree with that. I think a lot of times, and I've been very public about saying this, man, just as not only someone in the business, but as a journalist, just saying like, hey, guys, like we're running four shows the same day within 45 minutes. Like you're immediately dividing your audience. Like nobody wins. The talent, unless they're doing those double shots, you know, like aren't going to get as many paydays as the things spread out, man. So I'm glad that you think you feel the same way as I do, but also that you're aware of that. Even now, oh, yeah. if I'm playing someone out or I'm doing commentary or whatever, like I message like five people. I'm like, we're not doing anything this day. Right. Like I just, it's very like you said, a lot of the same day stuff, man. And you're ahead of the curve on that. So very, very well said. Anything like that you want to say, I do want to ask what you want to say to the fans to plug the show, but anything that you want to say to talent, because a lot of times talent reach out to me like, hey, how can I work here? You know, I see you're working here. How do I work here? How do I do this? Anything that you want to say to talent that may, you seem like your door is open right now for roster. I see from the last show to this one. And again, you gotta, it's a little bit of trial and error. Let's be real. It's a litmus test on a lot of this. What would you say to talent that may want to work with NFW moving forward? Should they contact you? What's your thought process there?
Oh, absolutely. Feel free to reach out anytime. I'm pretty good at being able to respond pretty quickly. I always have my phone on me. But please allow for some time for about a week or two for me to actually view your match and respond.
Yes.
I do not respond to people trying to get booked in the comment section. If you comment me and just keep pushing yourself in a comment thread, that is a way for you to get blacklisted.
I told you I was sorry. All right, bro. I apologize like five times for that. I'm kidding. It wasn't me.
But yeah, that's just one thing I just want to throw out there. Please be professional. Have a resume ready. Know what you're doing. Have a highlight video. Send me a couple of matches. And I'm more than willing to review anything. I'm a wrestling fan just like everybody else. I love to watch wrestling. I love to discover new people. So that is a way, good way to get booked. And a perfect example of that would be Jake Carter, who came in on our last show and challenged Vinny Pacifico. I had never heard of him before until himself and Braden Lee sent me video of him. And phenomenal talent for only being in the business for 2 years. So being able to bring him out of his comfort zone and give him his first opportunity outside of Indiana, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Jake, but I'm happy to be able to provide those opportunities. And I don't have a cap on my roster. I never believe in roster caps. Yes, you're going to see guys who are always in regularly, but I don't believe in independent wrestling on needing a set roster.
Right.
And going, these are the only guys I book. And it's like, no, it's not needed, especially with how fast the independent scene changes.
That's it.
So it's, you never know who's going to pop up so quickly. And so, yeah, it's just, email or send us your stuff. Email us at nfw2021@gmail.com or just direct message us or myself directly. And I'll be more than willing to review your stuff.
I appreciate you saying that, man. Thank you for taking the time to say that, guys. Hashtag, like my favorite word, opportunity. It's there. NFW is new. You know, I love getting in on the ground floor on things, man. This could be the beginning of a great relationship. Reach out to Cody. You know, the door's open right now. Let's be real. Having a name like Cody in the wrestling business isn't a bad thing. So reach out to Cody, Jenny. And you can reach out to the other Cody, too, if you feel so inclined. AEW's torn. I'm just saying.
Reach out to both. Reach out to both. Always try to get that.
I love it, man. And thank you, Cody, so much for a few minutes of your time. But I do want to say this, man. Anything that you want to say to the fans that are, you know, thinking about, you know, the world is opening up right now, man. I'm so happy. I'm excited to see local music venues open up. I'm excited to see full capacity crowds. I'm excited to have, you know, indoor shows a little bit more here in the world of wrestling, man. It's going to be great. So, dude, anything you just want to say to the fans right now?
That first off, if you're coming to NFW, thank you for coming to us and thank you for coming to No More Tears or checking us out even on YouTube. Yes, No More Tears is also going to be available for free on YouTube as we get ready. Another exclusive one for you.
Oh my God.
On October 16th, we're going live.
It's happening.
NFW Skid Row will air live from the Monster Factory. And as it relates to talent coming up on that show, we'll let you know.
Oh, there it is. You'll let us know. All right. That's fair, man. One more time before we get out of here, this guy with the teaser. I like it. What a pro. I'll tell everyone again real quick where they can follow you and get tickets for the event.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at NFW2021, as well as head on over to our YouTube channel, Northern Federation of Wrestling, to where you can check out all of our content, check out what's coming up, check it or get your tickets for NFW No More Tears, and on starting July 12th, being able to get your tickets for NFW Skid Row.
Dig it, man. You're killing it, Cody. Dude, thank you again so much for making the time, man. I like your philosophy on things. The first event was great. Very excited to see you down next week at H2O, man. Stay safe, my man. I'll see you next week and just continued success moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Stay safe and we'll see you soon.
Love it, man. You said it yourself. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.